Later today, we're going to hear the latest on Ireland's most expensive infrastructure project, the Metrolink. That's the rail line which was due to link North County Dublin via the airport to Sandyford on the south side of the city. But it's expected that the National Transport Authority will scrap part of that plan and end the line at Charlemont, just north of Ranelagh. The original plan was to close part of the Lewis and replace it with the high-speed metro, but concerns have been voiced by locals and politicians as the upgrade of the Lewis would involve a disruption to the service lasting up to 4 years. Olivia Kelly is here. She's the Irish Times Dublin correspondent and has been following the story. Olivia, thanks for coming in to us today.
No problem.
Tell us about the changes that we're expected to hear about today.
Well, as you had said, instead of going all the way from Swords out to Sandyford, what we're expecting to hear today is that the line will stop at the Charlemont stop of the Lewis, and that will be it. And the Green Lewis will remain as is. It will continue out to the south side.
Now, there was a very lengthy public consultation after the original route was published. It was around this time last year.
It was, yeah, a full year ago now, yes.
And there were other changes proposed. For example, there was an apartment block in the city centre where there were concerns about it being demolished. Has that been considered?
Well, unfortunately for the residents living in that block of 70 apartments, it appears not. It appears that the NTA feel they still have to demolish that block and the Markovich Leisure Centre, the swimming pool, underneath the apartments. The residents, as you say, had campaigned hard to try and keep it. They say that that's not the end of the line for them, that they say that there's another round of public consultation going to happen now and that they'll still pursue alternatives with the NTA.
So why were the changes considered in relation to the south side of the Lewis rather than the city centre?
Heavy lobbying, it appears. There were powerful people locally, including the Minister for Housing, Owen Murphy, who really didn't want that disruption in the Ranelagh area. When it came out last year, the notion was that there'd be the closure of the through road at Dunville Avenue, and that would have led people, if they were going from Rathmines to Ranelagh on a diversion of just over a kilometre. That wasn't acceptable locally, so Owen Murphy intervened in relation to that. Then after that, there was solutions came up for that, a bridge over or a railway cutting under. Again, not acceptable. The ultimate solution to that was to actually extend the tunnelling, which was due to end at Charlemont, and to bring that past that area there, past that Dunville Avenue stop. And that was what emerged would lead to big disruption to the existing Lewis service. It wasn't, as people said, that it would lead to the ripping up of tracks. That's what was put out there. But apparently the lengthy disruption, which rumoured up to 4 years, it was due to having to unhook the electricity, essentially, to put it in basic terms, for the Lewis line for considerable lengths of time to actually hook up the metro to the Lewis at that point.
What happens after today? What's the timeline for this project?
Well, the NTA have been saying up till quite recently that they'd still hope to put in an application to Embore Planála by the end of this year. They have to do another round of public consultation now, so whether they'll make that now, I'm not entirely sure. They still think they can make the opening of the line by 2027, though.
And the cost, originally it was put or projected at around 3 billion euro. Will it be less now as a result of the cutting of the line?
Well, one would have to presume, yes, it will be less because they're ending at Charlemont rather than going all the way out to Sandyford. But apparently the most expensive bit of the project is the tunnelling under the city centre.
Yes.
So how much it'll take off that final bill, I hope we'll find out later on today.
Where will that tunnelling start?
The tunnelling will start at around Ballymun. There's going to be a tunnel boring machine in Ballymun, and that's where the tunnelling will start.
And it will finish where?
Actually, sorry, the tunnelling will start a little bit further north of there, but there will be a central tunnelling boring machine there. The tunnelling should start, I think, around Dublin Airport. I'm not entirely certain.
And come out where?
And come out then at Charlemont.
Olivia, thanks for coming into us, and more details on that later this morning. That's Olivia Kelly, Irish Times Dublin correspondent.